U.S. President Donald Trump held a news conference last night to address the coronavirus we've talked so much about. Since it was first identified in Wuhan, China, in mid-December, the disease has infected more than 80,000 people worldwide and killed more than 2,700 people. Most of the infections and deaths have been in China. And while health officials have said this virus is not as widespread or deadly as the flu, there are concerns that it may start to spread seasonally like influenza does. The new coronavirus has now been diagnosed on every continent but Antarctica. It appears to be deadly in around 2% of cases. Symptoms of survivors range from severe to mild. There's no vaccine or cure for it, so people around the world are asking what governments and health officials are doing to prevent its spread. In the United States, the Trump administration has said the disease is contained at this point, meaning it's not spreading through communities. Health officials from the Centers for Disease Control say the immediate risk is low and that they're working to keep it that way, but that wider transmission in America is likely.
This virus is probably with us beyond this season or beyond this year, and I think eventually the virus will find a foothold and we will get community-based transmission. And you can start to think of it in a sense like seasonal flu. The only difference is we don't understand this virus.
Yesterday, the Trump administration requested that $2.5 billion be set aside to pay for America's response to the disease. That would include vaccine development, preparing medical offices for patients, and closely tracking where and when coronavirus shows up. The White House says it's confident that the money it requested will be enough, but critics in Congress say much more is needed. Senate Democrats have requested that $8.5 billion be used to fight coronavirus. These are some of the issues that President Trump talked about yesterday at the White House.
We've stopped non-U.S. citizens from coming into America from China. That was done very early on. We're screening people, and we have been at a very high level, screening people coming into the country from infected areas. We have in quarantine those infected and those at risk. We have a lot of great quarantine facilities. We're rapidly developing a vaccine, and they can speak to you. The professionals can speak to you about that. The vaccine is coming along well, and in speaking to the doctors, we think this is something that we can develop fairly rapidly, a vaccine for the future. But we're very, very ready for this, for anything, whether it's going to be a breakout of larger proportions or whether or not we're at that very low level. And we want to keep it that way.